Marvin Gaye with the Ecology Song, also known as Mercy, Mercy Me. I'm G. Merle. We're about 20 minutes now. It is 4:20 on your Wednesday afternoon.
That's right. That's the time that Shakespeare was born, celebrating his birthday, I think, right?
If you say so, dude.
Sure, why not?
With me in the studio, Brent Merle, the director of Hamlet, which is underway right now at Theater 98 through this weekend, right?
We close Sunday afternoon.
All right, dude. Now, Hamlet is, well, Shakespeare is hard to do anyway.
Absolutely.
And Hamlet is one of the hardest shows to do. Why?
Why do it, or why see it, or why
did you
read
put,
it?
Well, first off, what logistical problems did you have mounting this show? Because it's a big cast, it's a long show, and it, you know, it's relatively difficult for the cast to learn.
Absolutely. You know, the obvious technical issues, you have a fight scene between Laertes and Hamlet mm-hmm. that has to occur in our theater, which is relatively small.
Right. Okay, before we go any further,
sure.
For those that don't know, just a quick, like, 20-second synopsis of the story.
Well, 400 years ago. basically, you have this guy, Hamlet, whose father has recently been murdered, mm-hmm. and the fact is that it's most likely his uncle is the culprit. His uncle has also recently remarried Hamlet's mother, so there's that little bit of incestual
Oedipus thing happening.
Oh, yeah. Which is really good in theater to have,
right.
I think. And so Hamlet's contemplating a course of action. He's visited by the ghost of his father, who confirms his suspicions mm-hmm. that his uncle did, in fact, kill him, and that his mother is now just, well, out of control.
Right.
And so Hamlet decides to put on this, what he calls an antic disposition, crazies, basically. Mm-hmm. He's off his rocker. And he's just going to make everybody think that he's nuts until he can have a chance to get his revenge.
And it's a show about revenge.
Absolutely, but it's also a show about family.
And how big is the cast?
Well, we've got a cast of about 18.
Oh, wow.
So in a nice small space, an intimate space. We don't say small. We say intimate space.
Well, I've been to Theater 98. I saw a show there. Actually, I guess I should celebrate. I was in your show.
This is true.
And I did have to pull out. I was playing Claudius.
This will go in the DVD version later.
Is that what it was? Okay, yeah. And I did have to pull out, much to my
our chagrin,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my chagrin. Yeah. And but I can't wait to see it tonight and see just how I could have done Claudius better, but no.
Daniel Mainwaring, if you're listening,
now, Daniel,
we have
awesome.
100% confidence. No, Daniel, I am so fortunate with this cast. It's just an incredible group of actors. You couldn't have asked for anything better.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mike Green, who plays Hamlet. This guy is phenomenal. Angela Davis, her Ophelia will break your heart. Christopher Spencer's Laertes will.
And Laertes is Ophelia's brother,
Hamlet's
love.
Former love interest.
Okay.
We leave some questions and some speculation there. But these actors, if you can sit there through this experience and not get moved, then there's no hope for you, I think.
Or move it, as Shakespeare would say.
Move it.
Now, you're doing it more in a contemporary feel, too. I mean, it's
right.
Not like you're going to be wearing robes and all that.
Right. It's very much modern costume, modern dress, lots of modern music. And we've taken a few liberties with some of the structure of the play. And this isn't to mess with Shakespeare, but it's to prove what I think is true, is that Shakespeare is still relevant to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people 400 years ago, but the people now. And I think that 400 years from now, he'll still be relevant as long as we in theater understand that it's an evolutionary process. Big words.
Wow. That was. I'm going to, like, keep that part. That was very impressive. So the show is running tonight through Sunday. What are the times?
8 o'clock tonight through Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon at 2:30.
And then it closes.
And then we close. And then we have a nice big cast party and celebrate Labor Day.
Woohoo! I'll be there. Now, the tickets are how much?
Tickets are $18 for adults, $12 for students.
Cool. Now, I am planning to go tonight.
Oh, good.
I'm going to see the show again and cannot wait. I loved it when I saw it last weekend, so I have to go again and support everybody. Now, the Theater 98 located in Fairhope, how do we get there?
In downtown Fairhope, it's on the corner of Church Street and Morphy Avenue. So basically, if you're coming down Section Street, you can go Section intersects Morphy, and you can take a ride on Morphy, and the theater will be on your left, or you can cut over a block and come up Church Street, and the theater will be on the other side of the street. I got lost in my directions. I direct plays, not traffic.
Oh, okay, so, that's good. That's, yeah, in fact, we will have traffic coming up in just a little bit. Not really much to report today, but I don't want to get sidetracked.
Yeah,
that's just part of my day. Cool, man. Brent Burrell, director of Hamlet, Break a Leg tonight.
Thank you.
And looking forward to seeing the show.
Again. Absolutely.
All right, it's 92 Zoo. Stick around. Coming up, we've got some Dave Matthews by request.
Summertime is here, and the living is easy, and so is the winning on